Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1781. Fasted Cardio: Benefits, Myths, and Results, Part 1, by Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday, and welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today's post is a bit longer than what I typically narrate. So whenever that happens, I'll read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Fasted Cardio: Benefits, Myths, and Results, Part 1, by Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. Is fasted cardio going to help you lose weight faster? Some people claim it's the secret to weight loss, while others say working out on an empty stomach is no better than exercise done after a meal. Who's right? Back in the day, I used to do a lot of fasted exercise, mainly because I believed that working out on an empty stomach would help me lose fat faster. I'd been reading Body for Life by Bill Phillips, and fasted cardio was one of the things he recommended. The idea was to skip breakfast, work out on an empty stomach, then leave an hour after your workout before eating anything. At the time, Phillips claimed that fasted cardio would burn 300% more fat than the same amount of exercise done after eating. As it turns out, the benefits of fasted exercise aren't as great as was once believed. That's not to say there are no benefits at all, but if you're doing fasted exercise to lose weight and you think it's going to make a big difference to the speed at which that weight is lost, chances are you're going to be disappointed with the results. Here's a closer look at what the science has to say on the subject of fasted cardio and fat loss. What is fasted cardio? Fasted cardio refers to exercise performed in a fasted state, where your body is no longer processing or digesting food. It's usually done first thing in the morning before breakfast. The argument in favor of working out on an empty stomach is that you'll lose fat faster than if you'd done the same amount of exercise later in the day after a meal. Low blood sugar levels, combined with a reduction in fasting insulin concentrations, creates the perfect metabolic environment for fat to be burned. On the flip side, critics say that fasted cardio increases your risk of muscle loss. Without enough carbohydrate to fuel your workouts, your body will convert protein into glucose, a process known as gluconeogenesis. Working out while fasting, they say, will just eat away at the muscle you've worked so hard to build. Not only that, but fasted cardio can be risky due to potential side effects of low blood sugar levels, such as lightheadedness and dizziness. So who's right? Will working out on an empty stomach help you lose fat faster? Or will it put you on the fast track to muscle loss? Fasted cardio and fat metabolism: the science. Most studies show that working out on an empty stomach leads to more fat being burned than the same amount of exercise done after a meal. In one study, published in the British Journal of Nutrition, researchers got a group of men to go for a morning run, either before or after breakfast. Skipping breakfast and doing cardio in a fasted state led to a 20% increase in the amount of fat burned during the workout. Rather than looking at the amount of fat burned during exercise, researchers from Japan's University of Tsukuba went a step further and measured it for an entire day. For the study, 9 young male endurance athletes ran on a treadmill for 100 minutes, either before breakfast or after lunch. On a third occasion, they ran for 50 minutes before breakfast and after lunch. The total number of calories burned was similar in all three trials, but the number of fat calories burned during the fasted workout was higher than it was during the other two conditions. Doing cardio before breakfast burned a total of 1,142 fat calories, compared with 608 fat calories when the same amount of exercise was done after lunch. That's a big difference. Over a 24-hour period, working out while fasting led to almost twice as much fat being burned compared to a day where the exact same workout was done after lunch. A few years back, a team of Brazilian researchers published a meta-analysis that looked at the effects of fed versus fasted cardio on fat metabolism. After pooling the results of 27 trials, covering a total of 272 people, they concluded that, quote, aerobic exercise performed in the fasted state induces higher fat oxidation than exercise performed in the fed state, end quote. Fasted cardio reduces weight gain. Fasted cardio has also been shown to decrease the amount of weight gained during 6 weeks of overfeeding. Subjects given a carbohydrate-rich breakfast approximately 90 minutes before working out gained roughly twice as much weight, most of which was fat, compared with those who exercised on an empty stomach. The same group of researchers reported that fasted cardio leads to a number of beneficial metabolic adaptations not seen with exercise in a fed state, most notably a greater increase in the ability of muscle to burn fat for fuel. There's even more good news. Working out on an empty stomach also alters the activity of various genes involved in fat metabolism compared to the same amount of exercise done in a fed state, with the researchers concluding that, quote, feeding before exercise blunts some of the health-related changes induced by exercise training, end quote. So, there you have it. More fat is burned when you exercise in a fasted state. Not only that, but working out on an empty stomach increases the amount of fat burned over a 24-hour period, as well as altering the expression of various genes involved in getting you lean, mean, and ripped. If you want to lose fat as fast as humanly possible, fasted cardio is most definitely the way to go. Or is it? Not necessarily. And here's why. Why working out on an empty stomach isn't better for fat loss. For one, many of these studies have used pre-exercise meals containing carbohydrate. Had the meals contained no carbohydrate, which can reduce lipolysis and suppress fat oxidation, the results may have been very different. A pre-exercise serving of whey protein, for example, has not been shown to impair lipolysis or fat oxidation during exercise, despite raising insulin levels. More importantly, short-term changes in fat metabolism during fasted cardio don't automatically translate to long-term changes in body composition. Over time, your body will adjust the rate at which it burns fat and carbs. That's why it's important to look at how fasted cardio affects fat loss over a period of weeks and months. What happens to fat metabolism during a fasted workout or even for several hours after exercise doesn't paint a complete picture. Why fasted cardio doesn't accelerate fat loss. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled Fasted Cardio, Benefits, Myths, and Results by Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. The idea of fasted cardio is a question I've answered on the Friday Q&A episodes a couple of times at least. But something I probably don't emphasize enough when discussing this topic is a point that today's author, Christian, mentioned. Our bodies adapt. Many of the studies showing the benefits of fasted cardio don't follow people for a long period of time. Usually researchers follow their study participants for a few weeks and that's it. But what happens, say, after a year of performing fasted cardio? Does the body still burn fat at the same rate? Oh, and is it body fat that the study participants are burning, or is it just the fat found in the bloodstream? That makes a difference too. So we'll hear more about some of these issues on tomorrow's show. In the meantime, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening every day, and I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.